Welcome back to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled Singapore's National AI Strategy: What UK and Australian Businesses Must Copy.
And it's a direct piece. Brett is making the case that Singapore is lapping us. Not just a lap ahead, but actively widening the gap.
That's the argument, and the evidence is hard to argue with. So let's start with what Singapore has actually done, because it's more than just a headline policy.
Right. The headline is this: anyone in Singapore who signs up for a relevant skills future course gets 6 months of free access to a suite of premium AI tools. Not just a login to a basic platform, production-grade tools tied to structured learning.
And Brett's point is that this is carefully engineered. Most upskilling programs have a fatal flaw. You learn the theory, you go back to work, and the software isn't there or isn't affordable. The learning decays. Singapore has closed that gap deliberately.
It's not a training program and a tech subsidy sitting separately in different budget lines. They're bundled. You learn with the tools you'll actually use. That's a genuinely different approach.
Exactly. And this sits inside a much larger coordinated effort. There's a National AI Council, responsible for aligning every government initiative, every policy, and every dollar of spending toward the national AI vision. Then alongside that, there's the D-Lab.
The Digital Leaders Accelerator Bootcamp. 2,000 business leaders. The logic is straightforward. AI change can't be driven from the technical team in the basement.
It has to be owned at the C-suite. If the people at the top of the business aren't fluent in what AI can do, they can't identify the opportunities, manage the risks, or guide the organization through real change.
Okay, here's the question a lot of people listening will be asking. My government isn't Singapore. What does this actually have to do with me, a business owner in Sydney or Manchester?
That's exactly where the article lands. Brett's answer is you can't wait. The UK is delaying copyright reform for AI right now, which creates a genuine gray area. You can't commit capital with confidence when the fundamental rules are in flux. And yes, there's a $500 million sovereign AI fund, but the private sector is pouring billions in. That's catch-up spending, not leadership.
And Australia?
Australia has committed $29.9 million to an AI safety institute and is amending the Privacy Act. Both necessary moves. But Brett's point is that they're happening in isolation. There's no overarching strategy connecting them to a unified economic vision.
It's like acquiring every component of a high-performance engine with no blueprint for how to assemble it.
That's Brett's exact comparison. And his point is, by the time any government produces a coherent national AI strategy, the competitive window will have narrowed significantly.
So build your own. I liked his framing. Treat your business like a sovereign entity, responsible for its own AI future.
Right. And he's specific about what that looks like. Invest in training at every level, not just the tech team. Create a cross-functional AI team with representation from every part of the business. Allocate a dedicated budget for AI experimentation and protect it from short-term quarterly pressure.
That last one is the one that gets cut first when things get tight. Every time.
Always. And then run pilot projects. Start small, measure carefully, and scale only what demonstrates real value. And build your own AI risk framework. Brett says one page, practical, covering data governance, ethics, and decision rights.
That's the one I'd push on a bit. Because a lot of owners hear risk framework and picture a compliance document that takes 6 months and a consultant to produce.
And that's the wrong read. Singapore's risk toolkit was built by the Monetary Authority of Singapore in collaboration with 24 financial institutions. That's serious coordination at scale. For your business, Brett's saying one page is enough to start. The point is to have the conversation, write it down, and give your people permission to experiment without fear of penalty.
That last bit matters. Psychological safety. The idea that people need permission to try things and fail without consequence. That doesn't happen by accident.
It has to be built deliberately. Because the goal isn't to automate people out of jobs. It's to augment what your people can do. That culture is one of the things a proper AI strategy actually creates. Right, one action each to close out.
Mine is the training budget. If Singapore is giving its citizens free tools tied to structured learning as a baseline, The minimum standard for your business is funding your people to learn. For me, it's the leadership hour. Book 1 hour with your leadership team, not to talk about the technology itself, but to talk about the business outcomes you want from AI. That conversation shapes everything downstream. Good one. The full article is on the Anabu AI blog at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.